This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we have to take this call right now. We have to talk to Trisha. Trisha is in Parma. Trisha, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Well, it's good morning for you guys, not for me.
Okay. What is going on with you right now? Because this might be our hash it out for this morning.
Oh, okay.
Okay, listen. My husband had friends over last night to watch the Super Bowl. That's fine. Whatever. It wasn't a big party. It was just, you know, four or five friends, and they were hanging out in the basement, and, you know, it's fine. I don't care. And I don't really watch football, so I went to bed around 9.
Okay.
This morning I woke up, and my husband had already gotten up and left for work. I go downstairs to throw in a load of laundry, and nobody cleaned up anything.
It's a mess down there.
Stop it right now.
No idea. There's empty beer cans. There's the bones from where they suck the meat off the wings. just dirty paper plates. And I mean,
it's a nice visual.
So it's basically a frat house.
It's disgusting. And there's a huge hole in my carpet.
In your carpet?
Yeah.
How did that even happen?
I don't know, but you know what? The carpet's not that old. It's not like, you know, we had the carpet for 15 years and I don't care. We just got it like a year and a half ago. So,
okay. Did you ask your husband what happened?
Well, no, not yet, because I haven't seen him. So I thought it'd be a better idea to expose his disgusting behavior on the radio.
Ooh, I like this.
Wait, what is your husband's name?
Jimmy.
Where is Jimmy right now? Is he still in bed?
No, he got up and went to work.
Oh, well, that's nice. Well, that's good.
So he must be feeling fine today.
No, he's probably napping on his desk. Don't give him a lot of credit, okay?
Okay.
He doesn't have a high-stress job, so he's probably taking a little napski, and then later on he'll get a Danish and have some coffee and maybe send an email or two.
Okay, I have a whole bunch of requests right now. First of all, can we call him? Can we call your husband? Can we call Jimmy?
Please.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we should.
Because we got to find out about the hole in the carpet. Can you take a picture of the hole in the carpet? And I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to give you a number. Can you text that picture to that number?
I might as well. I got to send it to my insurance company anyway, so I might as well send it to you too.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, so that must be a big hole.
No, it's not just a little, you know, it's not like a pinky nail or something. There's a huge hole in my carpet.
Okay.
Jimmy, we need answers.
Yeah. All right. This is great. I'm so happy you came to us with this, Trisha. So we'll take a break here. We will call Jimmy. Trisha, you send us that picture of the hole in the carpet. We'll put that up on our Instagram as soon as we get it.
Oh, yeah. We'll put it on our Instagram story at the Q Morning Show.
Okay. So hang on. We'll be right back. Calling Jimmy. We're going to find out the mystery of the hole in the carpet. It's Q104.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we have a lot going on right now. It's Hash It Out. First of all, Alyssa, have you seen the picture of the hole in the carpet?
I'm looking at this thing right now. That's okay. A hole.
So that is the hole in the carpet at Trisha's house. She saw it this morning when she went down to her basement. She has no idea why it's there.
If you want to see it too, go to our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. We just posted it on our story.
Yes, it's awesome. Not so awesome for Trisha, however. That's a pretty gigantic hole there.
That's a chunk out of that carpet.
Yeah. So I don't know what happened at that Super Bowl party last night. Trisha, we have Jimmy on hold. Let's go to him right now.
Let's do that.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for holding on, and thank you for agreeing to come on the show. I know you don't know what's happening right now. All we did was we called him and said, it's Bill and Alyssa from the Q Morning Show. Will you come on the show with us? He said, yes. I don't know if I feel like he's reluctant to do so.
I would be reluctant. If I was him, I wouldn't want to be doing this right now.
So, Jimmy, we have Trisha on the line with us.
All right.
Trisha?
Hi, sunshine. How are you this morning? A little hungover?
A little bit hungover, yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Trisha has a very specific question for you, Jimmy.
I do have a very specific question. First of all, what happened to the carpet? There's a huge hole in our carpet in the basement when you guys were watching the Super Bowl, and I don't know how it could have gotten so bad. What happened? What were you guys doing that you could have created such a hole? And where do you get off leaving me all your crap to clean up anyway?
Oh, come on. For God's sake, you know, I'll take care of it. It's not a big deal.
No. What happened? How did you get a big hole in our carpet, in our flooring?
I said I'll fix it.
I heard what you said there, Jimmy, my boy.
This is even more suspicious.
What happened, Jimmy?
Yeah, Jimmy, what happened?
Somebody was smoking. Hole. What happened?
Somebody was smoking, and somebody dropped their cigar, and it burned the carpet. Like I said, it's no big deal. I'll take care of it when I get home.
But that's not a little cigar burn, first of all. And second of all, who was smoking?
It doesn't matter who was smoking. I'm going to fix it.
It does matter. Were you smoking?
We were all smoking. It was a bunch. You know, we had the cigars. Like I said, it's no big deal.
But that doesn't. It doesn't look like a cigar burn.
No, that's a
big hole in the carpet.
That's a big hole, Jimmy.
It's because
did everybody drop their cigar at the same time in the same place?
No, I went and got my X-Acto knife and cut out the part of the carpet that was burned. And like I said, when I get home tonight, I'll go in the closet, cut a patch that'll fit in the hole, and everything will be fine.
Jesus, Jimmy, are you serious?
Can I go now? I got stuff to do.
You do have stuff to do. You have a lot of making up to do with me. You left me a huge mess and screwed up our house. What's wrong with you?
Just leave it all there. When I get home from work, I'll clean it all up. I gotta go.
Oh, he's gone.
At least he has a plan. He was on it with cutting out an even bigger hole in the carpet so that he can fix it.
That's not a plan. It's a plus.
No, that makes sense to me. He did the pre-work. He cut out the part of the carpet that needs to be patched.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. He's all over it, Trisha.
But, like, leaving that there for her to find, it just looks like this giant hole in the carpet.
I know. And he's got a big mess to clean up when he gets home from work today. Don't clean up any of his mess.
Yeah, leave
Trisha.
It.
Leave it for him.
Well, I had to clean up, like, the chicken bones and stuff. I mean, you can't just leave it laying around.
Oh, you can leave it till he gets home. You can leave it.
Ugh.
It's gross.
Oh, so bad.
Well, at least we solved that. They were smoking the big cigars.
I guess.
I'm assuming that's not allowed down in the basement, Trisha. Is that right?
I'm assuming that he's lying. There was something else going on. Somebody dropped a bong or something like that, and it made a big hole in the carpet. I think that there's a lot more going on here that he wants to admit. So,
well, I'll leave you to it. We're going to leave you to that, Trisha.
Yeah, we will let you continue this investigation, but call us if you need us. We're here.
Well, thanks, guys. Well, we'll see what's going to happen when he gets home tonight.
Good luck, Trisha. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Hash it out.